Shalom to all. Today's Avos on Hedrin Daf Tzadi Ches. We are starting about the ninth line with the words of Amar Rabbi Abba. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Shel Heaven Aliyah. And we continue discussing the kates and indications of it in the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba says, Ein luchan kates megulam yizeh. There's no clear revelation of the kates. And then in the following pasuk, Shnemar the pasuk says, Vatam Hari Yisrael and you mountains of Yisrael, Anvichem Ditenu. You're going to grow your branches, Uperichem Tesu, and you're going to bear fruit, La'am Yisrael V'gamer for my nation Yisrael. And the pasuk is basically telling us that when Eretz Yisrael starts producing a lot of fruit, that's an indication of the geula. And Rabbi Elazar Emor, that's a proper girsa. He tells us af mizeh, even from the following pasuk, it's a very clear indication of the kates. Shnemar, it says kilufnei yom haim, before those days schar adam leinia uschar behema inana. There's no wages for people or animals. Basically, no one has money to hire anyone. V'liyitz v'laba in shal minatzar, and to anyone that goes or comes, there's not going to be any peace from the tsar from challenges. And this is referring to right before the kates. So when this happens, we know that the kates is coming. We further clarify my liyitz v'laba in shal minatzar. What does that mean for ones that go and come? There's not going to be any peace from the tsar. So Rav Amr, he says, Af Tamid Chamim, this means even Tamid Chamim, Shagaz Bam Shalom, it says, Shalom Bat Tamid Chamim, it says, Shalom Rav, Lavesh Secha, much peace to those who love your Torah. As we see the people who really deserve peace, at Tamid Chamim, and Shalom B'nai Tzar, there's not going to be Shalom from the Tzar. And Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, Achu Kol Sharm Kulim Shkulin, this is telling us until all the prices are equal, which either means that all the prices of everything are going to be really high or really low. And we continue discussing Mashiach, Amr Chenin Ruchinin tells us, Ein Ben Dav Abba, Mashiach's not going to come, Achis Bakish Dag L'Chal V'Lai Matzeh, until they're going to be looking for a fish, for a sick person to try to heal him, and it's not going to be found. It's going to be such terrible straits, meaning for sure we're not going to be able to find meat, which is much more expensive, but even a fish that you could just go take from a river, that's not going to be found. Shemar, because the pasuk says, then I would make the water settle and cause the rivers to be like oil, and when the river's like oil, that means there's no fish in it. And the kasev, right before in the pasuk says, on that day, I'm going to cause power or pride to sprout for Beis Yisrael, and that refers to the geula. And he tells us, not going to come until the malchus hazala is gone, which means in the yidder are not going to have any power, even the slightest bit. That's what zala means. Even a tiny little amount, they're not going to have any kayach. Shem, because the pasuk says, v'charas hazal zalm mazmeirois, and he's going to cut off the little branches with scissors, and zal zalm over here is being understood as zala, and uksev basre, it says right afterwards, v'yisahi at that time, yuval shayla Hashem tzvakais, that a gift is going to be brought for Hashem. What's that gift? Am memusha chumayrat, a people that's pulled and torn, that's because they had no power whatsoever. And ormuz imriyam ruchanina, imadavavam shech's not going to come, achichlu gase ruch meisrael, until all the haughty people are gone from Bnei Yisrael. Shem, because the pasuk says, ki az asim rekirbech alize gavasech, because then I'm going to remove from among you those who are happy in your haughtiness. And uksev, or afterwards the pasuk says, v'sharti bekirbech am ani v'dal v'chasu b'shem Hashem, I'm going to leave among you a humble and lowly people, and they're going to take cover in the name of Hashem. You see that once the haughty people are gone, then the remaining could take refuge in Hashem, which again is referring to Mashiach. And Amar Rav Seim Loi, Mishum Rav Lozer Rav Shemin, Ein Medav Abba Mashiach's not going to come, ad sheichlu kol shayftim v'shaytim Yisrael, until there's no shayftim or shaytim among the Yidin. Shayftim are the judges that paskin, and shaytim are the policemen that carry out the words of the shayftim. How do we know this? Shemar, because the pasuk says, v'ashiva yadi olayach v'etzref kibar sigayach v'gaymer, and we really have to continue the pasuk that tells us, v'asiru kol b'dilayach, and then right afterwards it says, v'ashiva shayftayach, I'm going to bring your shayftim back. And over here, the words sigayach and b'dilayach are referring to the shayftim and the shaytim, and then we see after they're gone, v'ashiva shayftayach, Hashem is going to bring back the real shayftim. And Amar Ula tells us about the next pasuk, in Yerushalayim niftas al b'tzdaka, Yerushalayim is only going to be redeemed through tzedakah. Shemar, the pasuk says, tzim b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh b'tzdakah, tzim is going to be removed through mishpat, and those who come back to it through tzedakah. Now, once he mentioned these shayftim and shaytim, Amar Papa says, e batal yihiri, if the haughty people are gone, batal amgushi, the amgushi are going to disappear. These amgushi are Persian sorcerers, so basically, once the haughty yidden disappear, there's not going to be any of these amgushi. And e batal dayanhe, if the dayanim are gone, then batal gazarpati, the gazarpati are going to be gone, and these are non-Jewish judges that beat yidden with sticks. Where do we see this? E batal yihiri, batal amgushi, the pasuk says, v'etzef kabar sigayach, v'asiru kabadi layach. The word sigayach is like the word sagi, which means big or large, and that's like a haughty person. And the word bedilayach is like muvdal, separate, and that has to do with the amgushi. And vibatli dayani, batli gazirpati, if the dayanim are gone, there's not going to be any more gazirpati. The chsev it says, Heis Hashem mishpatayach, pina oivech, Hashem removed your mishpatim, he got rid of your enemy. And so the word mishpatayach is like the word shayftayach, and the oivech is the gazirpati, and so that's the source in this pasuk. And our Rabbi Yechon tells us, Imrisa darshim ismayat vahilech, if you see generation, which is slowly getting smaller, it's dwindling, chakeloi, wait for him, meaning Mashiach's on his way. Shemar, because the pasuk says, Ves am ani teshiev gaimer, and the nation which is ani, which is like poor, it's mismayat, that's going to be the one that Hashem saves. And Rabbi Yechon, here's a second member from him. Imri Isa Dorsha Tsaris Rabbis Bais Olive Kinar. If you see generation that there's so many tsars coming on it like a river, Chakeloi, wait for Mashiach, he's coming. Shinemar Kaz Pasuk says, Yavek Hanahar Tsar, Ruach Hashem Nois Sabai. For the tsar, the distress, the challenge is going to come like a river with the spirit of Hashem coming in it. In other words, the challenge is going to be so bad, it's going to seem as if Hashem's Dafka bring them on us and he wants to destroy us. But right afterwards, the Pasuk says, Uvalatian Gael, a redeemer is going to come to Tzion. And from Rabbi Yechon, here's a third member from him, Imadavad Ba, El Badosh shekulei zakai kulei chayev. Mashiach's not going to come except in generation is either 100% zakai or 100% chayev. B'dar shekulei zakai, where do we see that? The pasuk says va'amich kulam tzadikim, your whole nation is tzadikim la'olam yirshu aret. And b'dar shekulei chayev, what's the source for this? The pasuk says va'yar kiyenish, he saw there was no man va'yishtamim kein mafgia, and he was surprised that there was no mafgia, which basically means someone to daven for them. And uksiv. Right afterwards it says l'mani esef, for my sake I'm going to do it. In other words, even though everyone is chayev, no one has any schosim, that's when Hashem is going to bring Mashiach. And now we have a number of members from Rav Alexandri. Rav Alexandri says as follows: Rav Shub ben Levi Rami. Rav Shub ben Levi asks us here in the pasuk. It tells us ani Hashem beito achishano. I am Hashem in its time. I'm going to make it come quickly. So the question is as follows: Ksiv beito. It says in its time, which is mashma the Mashiach is only going to come on time and not earlier. But then Ksiv the pasuk says achishano. I'm going to hasten it and make it come quicker. So is Mashiach going to come on time or even sooner than that? And the answer is zachu achishano lo zachu beito. If we're zayche, so Mashiach is going to come early. If not, it's going to come just in its proper time. And Rav Alexandri has another memory. Rav Shub ben Levi Rami. Rav Shub ben Levi asks us here. Ksiv it says in one pasuk of Daniel about Mashiach, va'aru imanoni shmaya kvar enosh ase, and behold, with the clouds of Shemayim, a man came, which is mashma that this man, Mashiach, is going to come very quickly with the clouds. Except when another pasuk says, ani verchav al chamar, he's humble riding on a donkey, which is mashma he's going to come very slowly. And the answer is, zachu imanoni shmaya. If we're zaycha, he's going to come very quickly on the clouds. Lo zacha, if we're not zaycha, ani verchav al chamar, he's going to be like a humble man riding on a donkey, which means he's going to come slowly. Now, about this, Amar le'Shvar Malka Shmuel, Shvar Malka was a Persian king, told Shmuel, Amrisu Mashiach al chamar asi, you say that Mashiach is going to come on a donkey, I'm going to send him my finest or fastest horse so he could come quicker. In essence, he was really just making fun of him. So Amar Leh, Shmuel responded, do you have a horse that has 100 colors? He's intimating to Shvar Malka that you don't even know what Mashiach's donkey is like, so you don't have anything like it. And he's really just pushing him away and not really giving him a valid answer. Here's a third member about Reb Shimon Levi. Reb Shimon Levi encountered Eliyahu Navi at the entrance of the cave. Reb Shimon Levi Chai hid in for the many years that he was hiding in a cave. Amar Leh, Reb Shimon Levi asked Eliyahu Navi, am I going to enter the world to come? So Amar Leh, Eliyahu told him, if this master wants it, he was referring to the Shekhinah that was right there. Basically, if Hashem wants, and you're going to go. And Amar Shimon Levi said, I saw two people. I saw myself and Eliyahu Navi, and I heard a third voice, which is referring to the Shekhinah. Now Amar Leh, Shimon Levi continued asking Eliyahu, when is Mashiach going to come? Amar Leh, so he told him, why don't you go ask him yourself? So he asked him, where is he sitting? And the answer was, at the entrance to the city, which is referring to Rome. So he asked him, how can I tell who it is? And he answered, Yosef Beni Aniye Yisraeli Chalayim. He's sitting among all the poor people that have tzaras, and Vekulon, all the other people, Sharu Vasri Vechadzimna. They untie and tie all their bandages at one time. Iu, but he, meaning Mashiach, Shari Chad Vasir Chad, he undoes one bandage and then redoes it just one at a time. And that's because Amar, he says to himself, Dilmi Beina, maybe they're going to need me, meaning maybe it's going to be time for Mashiach to come to Lo Yaakov, and I don't want to be delayed that now I have to wrap all my bandages. So also, look, Rabbi Shimon Levi went to Mashiach. Amar Leh, he told him, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umayri, peace on to you, my master and teacher. Amar Leh, so Mashiach told him, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi, peace unto you, son of Levi. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Shimon Levi asked him, Leh Masasi Mar, when is master coming? Amar Leh, he responded, Hayyim, today. So also, Gabay Elio, Rabbi Shimon Levi went back to Elio Navi. Amar Leh, he asked him, my Amar Lach, one Mashiach tell you? Amar Leh, so Rabbi Shimon Levi told him, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. First he said, Shalom to you, son of Levi. So Amar Leh, Elio told him, Avtechach Lach Ulavuch La'almada Asi, this is an assurance that you and your father are both going to go in the world to come, because he never would have addressed you with your father's name if you weren't both tzaddikim. Amar Leh, Rabbi Shimon Levi told Elio, Shakurika Shakarbi, he lied to me. The Amar Leh, Hayyim Asina, he told me that he's coming today, but he didn't come. So Amar Leh, Elio responded to him, Hachi Amar Lach, this is what he was telling you, Hayyim Mbakali Sishmo, today if you listen to his voice, if you follow what Hashem wants, then Mashiach's going to come. And that's what he was referring to. A week discussing, Shalom told me that Rabbi Yisman Kisma, Rabbi Yisman Kisma's Talmidim asked him, Amos Haben Davin Baal, when's Mashiach going to come? Amar, so he said, Mr. Yarni, I'm afraid, Shem Tavakshu many eyes, maybe you're going to ask a sign from me, and I don't want to have to give that to you. So Amar Leh, they told him, we're not going to ask you for a sign. So Amar Leh, he told them, when this gate, which is referring to the gate of Rome, when it falls down and it's rebuilt, and it falls down again and it's rebuilt, and if it falls down a third time, it must be of Nisai, they're not going to have ability to rebuild it, and then Mashiach's going to come. So Amar Leh, they told him, Rabbeinu, tell on wise, give us a sign. Amar Leh, so he told them, didn't you tell me that you're not going to ask me for a sign? Amar Leh, they told him, Afal Pikein, even so, we want one. Amar Leh, so he told them, Imkach, if it's true what I just said, the cave water of Pamis should turn to blood. Pamis is the source of the Jordan River, and that should turn to blood. And Nefchul Adam, it turned to blood, and that was the sign. Abishas Pirasai Amar Leh, when Rabbi Yisman Kisma was about to pass away, he told him, Hamiku Li Aroini, I want you to put my aron, my coffin, deep in the ground. Tzadikas Ma Bezan Atap, She'ain Kol Dekol Vedekol Bavel, there isn't a single palm tree in Bavel, She'ain Sus Shal Parsim Nikshar Boy, it's not going to have a horse of the Persians tied to it. I mean, Lechol Kol Aron V'Aron Shem Eretz Yisrael, there isn't going to be a single coffin in Eretz Yisrael, She'ain Sus Modai Oichol Boy Tevin, that a Median horse isn't going to be eating straw out of it. And this is referring to the war of Gaigu Magaig, when Paris and Modai are going to come into Eretz Yisrael, there are going to be so many horses, they're going to actually dig coffins out of the ground in order to use them as troughs to feed them. And that's why he says, bury me really deep in the ground so they can't get my coffin. And now the Gemara goes on to discuss Chevelin Mashiach. Amar Rav, Rav says, until the evil kingdom, which is referring to Rome, has power over the Yidden for 9 months. So the Pasuk says, he's going to give them until the time one who gives birth has given birth. And then the rest of his brothers are going to return to Bnei Yisrael. We know that it takes 9 months to give birth, so it's only after this time period of 9 months then Mashiach is going to come. And Amar Ula, Ula says, Yesi v'lo yachmine, he should come, but I don't want to see him. Meaning, I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to have to go through the Chevelin Mashiach, all the difficulties and trials and tribulations that are leading up to Mashiach, so I want him to come, but I don't want to see him. V'chem Rabba, Rabba said the same thing. Yesi v'lo yachmine, I want him to come, but not see him. Or Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Yesi, I want him to come, v'ezke de'esiv betula d'chufisa d'chamare, and I should be zeichet to sit in the shadow of the excrement of his donkey. In other words, I'm willing to go through all the challenges and even be in a very lowly spot as long as I could be by Mashiach. Now, I'm by the Rabbi, I asked Rabbi, my time, why don't you want to see Mashiach? Because of Chevelin Mashiach, the birth pangs, it's going to be really challenging and difficult. But Tanya, we have a breast that says, what should a person do and be saved from the birth pangs of Mashiach? Be involved in Tyre and Gemilas Chasadim. Umar, ha Tyre and Gemilas Chasadim. You have Tyre and Gemilas Chasadim, so what's your problem? Rabbi responded, I'm afraid that perhaps an Aveira I did is going to cause me to lose that protection. And what's the source of this concept? Shema Yigra Mechet? We have two of them. Kid Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi, just like Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi said, Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi Rami, he has to steer him Sukkim. Ksivit says in one pasuk, Hashem told Yaakov Vinu, Behine Enochi Ima Chushmatich Bachashar Telech, behold, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to guard you everywhere you go. Ksivit in another pasuk says, Vayir Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Loi, Yaakov was afraid and distressed him, his upcoming meeting with Esav. Why would he be afraid? Hashem promised him he was going to protect him. And the answer is, Shayyam Messer, Shema Yigra Mechet, he was afraid that maybe a chet that he did is going to take away that protection. And another source is Kiditan, you have a brisa, we have a pasuk in Yad Yashar that we say every single day, Ad Yavram Chashem, Ad Yavram Zukhanisa. So Ad Yavram Chashem, until your people passes, Hashem, Zubir Yishayna, this is referring to coming into Eretz Yisrael the first time, Ad Yavram Zukhanisa, and people who you required until they pass, Zubi Yashnia, that's referring to the second coming into Eretz Yisrael, which is after Golas Bavil, right by the building of the second base of Mikdash. Now, Ermei Ata, you would say from here, based off the first part of the pasuk, that Ruim Hay Yisrael, Las Lahem Nis Bevi Yashnia, can be Yishayna. That the second coming into Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden should have had big Nisim happen to them, like they had by the first coming to Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua when the Yardin split and there was a whole bunch of other Nisim. Ella, the only reason why that didn't happen is Shagar Machet, because the sins that they did during the first Beis HaMikdash caused them to lose that ability to get those Nisim. Emechen Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan also echoes what these other Amirayim said, Yesiv Lechmine, I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to see him. And normally, Rosh Lakish, Lakish asked him, my time, but why is that? And it's because of the following Pasuk, Hasher Yonis Ishmi Bnei Ari, when a person runs away from a lion, Ufgai Hadayv, and then he bumps into a bear, Uba Abayas, and he comes into the house with some Chad Alakir, puts his hand on the wall, and Shachai Anachash, and then a snake bites him, which basically means he's running into one problem after another, and that's what you're afraid of by Chevelin Mashiach. Well, by Varech to Gmas Mel Mazeh, I'm going to show you how that exists even in this world. Bezmancha Adam Yetzel Sada, a guy goes out to his field, Upaga by Santer, and he meets the Santer. This guy's the land surveyor, and he could take land away from whoever he wants and move the borders over. Daim Kamisha Paga by Ari, it's as if he just bumped into a lion. And then Nichas La'ir, he goes into the city, Paga by Gabai, he bumps into the tax collector who's now going to take more money from him. Daim Kamisha Paga Yadav, it's like he bumped into a bear. And Nichas La'besa, he now goes into his house, Umatsa Banu Bunas Mutal Barav, and he sees his sons and daughters all hungry. It's as if a snake bit him. As we see, we have one challenge after another, even nowadays. So what are you afraid of? And you might say Mashiach. You're already living through it now. Alam Hashem Dechsev rather is it because of the following pasuk. Shalu na ask uru and see im yale zachar, if a man gives birth, madua reisi kol gever yadav al chalatz of keileda. Why is it I see every man with his hands on his hips like a woman in labor? V'nefchu kol panim lirakain, and all faces have turned green. Now we explain what this is referring to. My reisi kol gever. What does this mean? I've seen kol gever. It could just say reisi gever. And amarav bar yitzchak amarav misha kol gevura shaloi. This is referring to the one who has all gevura, and that's obviously Hashem. In other words, the pasuk saying that I've seen Hashem, and he's in distress, and that's because he's going to have to destroy the other nations. And umay v'nefchu kol panim liyirakain. What does that mean? That all faces have turned green. So Rechon explains pamal shamayo pamal shamata. This is referring to up in Shemayim and down here. Everyone's going to be afraid. B'shasha amar kosh baruch hu, when Hashem says halol ma'asiyadim halol ma'asiyadai, these are my ma'asiyadim and these are my ma'asiyadim. Hecha abed elu bnei elu. How can I lose these because of these? We'll explain this in just a moment. Amar papa, if papa says and hayudam rinchi, this is exactly what people say. Rot v'nafal tura, the ox runs and it falls down. Va'azal v'shadi le'susya b'urye, and then a guy goes and puts the horse by its trough, and then he runs into a problem later on. Then when his ox gets better and he's going to put him back to his trough, he has a hard time taking the horse away. And that's what we were just talking about before. The Hashem obviously chose the Yidden, but then they sinned, so they were cast away, and the other nations took their place. And now when Hashem has to destroy the other nations in order to bring the Yidden back, it's going to be difficult for him. In some way, it's going to be difficult for him, because he says, these are my Ma'aseh Yadayim, and those are my Ma'aseh Yadayim. So of course, the Yidden are going to prevail, and the nations will be destroyed. But at that point in time, it's going to be very challenging and difficult, and it's going to look like that maybe the nations are going to win. And perhaps that's what Rabbi Yechon was afraid of. And further discussing Mashiach. Amr of Gidol, Amr Rav, Asin Yisrael, Da'achli Shnei Mashiach. The Yidden are going to benefit from the years of Mashiach, which means all the plenty and all the goodness is going to be just for the Yidden. So Amr of Yisrael Yisrael asks, Pshita, that's obvious. V'alaman Achilhu, who's going to benefit from it if not the Yidden? Chilko Bilik Achilhu, is going to be Chilk and Bilik? Now these are two made up names. It's not referring to people, but both in negative connotations, basically referring to the non Jews. What are they going to benefit from it? Obviously not. And the answer is that no, Lafugim Reb Hillel, we're just coming to exclude what Reb Hillel says. Amr, he says, and we're going to learn this on the next daf, in Mashiach Yisrael, that there's not going to be Mashiach at all. Shakvar Chalu Mei Chizkia, because in days of Chizkia, the Yidden already enjoyed the experience of what Yumaisa Mashiach is, and therefore we're not going to actually have a real Mashiach. Hashem himself is going to redeem us, but no special Yumaisa Mashiach that we're going to enjoy. And that's what Rav is coming to exclude, that no, the Yidden are going to benefit when it's Yumaisa Mashiach. And we continue discussing Amr. Rav says, Lo Bari Alma El David, the world was only created in the Schus of David Amel because of all of his Shiras and his Brachas that he sang. Ushmal Rishmal says, Lo Maisha, it was really created the Schus Maisha because he brought the Torah, which Rabbi Yechon Rechon says, Lo Mashiach. The world was created with Schus Mashiach. Now we have a very interesting conversation. Mashmai, what's the name of Mashiach? So the Bir of Shiloh Amri, the Bishmash of Shiloh says, Shiloh Shmai, his name is Shiloh. Remember the Pasuk says, Ad Ki Yavai Shiloh, and this Pasuk Shiloh is referring to Mashiach. Now the Bir of Yanni Amri, the Bishmash of Yanni says, Yinoin Shmai, his name is Yinoin, which if you notice, these two names are very similar. The Bir of Shiloh says it's Shiloh. The Bir of Yanni says it's Yinoin. What's the source for this? Shem of the Pasuk says, Yihi Shmai La'olam Lefnei Shemesh Yinoin Shmai. His name should be forever. And Lefnei Shemesh Yinoin Shmai, the Joshua we're understanding right now is that before the sun ever existed, his name was Yinoin, meaning that's the name of Mashiach. And the Bir of Chanina Amar, they tell us, Chanina Shmai, the name of Mashiach is Chanina. Shem of the Pasuk says, Asher Loi Atan Lechem Chanina, for I'm not going to give you Chanina. And some say that Menachem Chizkiah Shmai, Mashiach's name is Menachem Chizkiah. Shem of the Pasuk says, Ki Rachak Mimeni Menachem Meshem Nashi, for a Menachem that's going to revive my spirit is far from me. And we understand that Menachem being referred to in the Pasuk is Chizkiah's son, Menachem. Now, Rabbanan Amar, the Rabbanan say, Chivar Debei Rabbi Shmai, Mashiach's name is a Chivar, which means a Mitzaira in the house of Rabbi. Shem of the Pasuk says, Achein, yes indeed, Chalayenu Hu Nasa, he bears our sickness, Umachavenu Sivalam, and he dealt with our pain, Vanachnu Chashavnu Nagua Muke Elikim Une, and we just thought that he was struck by God and afflicted, which is referring to Mashiach, and we see his Lashon of Nagua means Saras. Now, Rabbanan Nachman tells us, In Min Chayayahu, Mashiach is from someone who's living, can I know he's somebody like me? Shem, because the Pasuk says, Vahaya Adiroi Mimenu, Umashim Kirba Yetze, and their Adir, which means their prince, shall be from them, from one of their own, and their ruler shall come from among them. And so Rav Nachman says, it's very possible the Mashiach could be a person like me. And Rav Rav tells us, if Mashiach is from somebody who's alive, it would be like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and if Mashiach is from somebody who passed away, it would be like Daniel. And Rav Yehuda Ravi tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to bring up another David HaMelech, obviously referring to Mashiach, who comes from Malchus Beis David. Then because the Pasuk says, they're going to serve Hashem their God, Ve'ez David Malcolm, and David their king, Asher Akim Lohem, then I'm going to set up for them. What do we learn from here? Hey Kim Lo Nemer, it doesn't say that he did set up for them, Ella Akim, that I will in the future set up this king for them. So we see that there's going to be another David HaMelech, if you will, again referring to Mashiach. Normally, if Papa Abai or Papa Tol Abai, Vaksev, the Pasuk says, David Avdi Nasi Lohem Lo'ilam, that David my servant is going to be a Nasi for them forever, which is Mashma, that the original David HaMelech is going to come back and he's going to be the ruler, not that there's going to be a new David HaMelech. And the answer is, Kesar Apalge Kesar. It's like a Caesar and half a Caesar, which means a Caesar and his second in command. Mashiach is going to be the real deal, if you will. He's going to be the David that we're talking about in the Pasuk, whereas his Pasuk of the David Avdi Nasi Lohem Lo'ilam, that's referring to the original David HaMelech. He's just a Nasi, which is just a slightly lower level than Melech HaMashiach himself. And Darshav Samlayer of Sunday Darshan, Melech said, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Hoy HaMasav Mesuyim Hashem, woe to those who wait for the day of Hashem. Lama Zeh Lochem Yoyim Hashem, why would you want the day of Hashem? Hu Chashach Le'or, it's darkness and not light. This is referring to Avdei Avdei Zara. The Navi's asking them, why would you want for the day of Hashem to come? It's not good for you anyway, it's dark. And Mashal Tarnagol Ba'Talif is a mashal to a chicken and a bat. Shayu Mitzapim Le'or, they're waiting for the day. Armalei Tarnagol Ba'Talif, the chicken asks the bat, Ani Mitzapil Eira, I wait for the light. Shaira Shalihi, because my light, I'm able to see, I have eyes. Ba'Talam Alcha Eira, but what do you need light for? You can't see because you don't have eyes. So what good is the light for you? And that's what the Navi's telling the Eira of Eira, what do you care for the light of Hashem anyway? You're not going to benefit from it. And Vahainu Da'Armalei, who mean al Rebavo, this is what that means, said to Rebavo, Emasar As Mashiach, when's Mashiach coming? So Armalei, he told him, L'chi Chafi Lu Chashechel Haniinchi, when darkness covers those people, meaning he's basically telling him, when you get covered by the dark, in other words, you're not going to benefit from it anyway. So Armalei, the Min responded to him, Mail Kolitisli, are you cursing me? Armalei, so Rebavo told him, Krok Sev, a Pasuk says, Hine Achoshech Chasa Eretz, behold, darkness is going to cover the earth, Va'arafel Le'umim, and there's going to be thick clouds over the people, Va'alaych Yezer Hashem, but on you, Hashem is going to shine, Uchvadi Alaych Yerah, and his glory is going to be seen on you. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Mashiach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.